USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed into Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Your credit score is about to change, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's because of updates to the popular FICO credit scoring criteria. The company says people who fall behind on loan payments, run up debt, or take out personal loans to consolidate will likely be the hardest hit. But the company that created FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, says most consumers will only see modest changes. A company statement saying that about 110 million borrowers will see only a modest change or no change at all. About 40 million will see a sharper rise. Another 40 million will see a more significant drop. I'm Chris Barnes.
John Carlin, known for his multiple roles on the long-running 60s and 70s show Dark Shadows and his portrayal of Harvey Lacey on the show Cagney and Lacey, has passed away. Carlin was a regular on police shows, guest starring on programs like Barnaby Jones, Hawaii Five-0, Mannix Police Story, and Hill Street Blues. The actor was 86. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It looks like there may be some copyright issues with the new Space Force logo. USA's Wendy King has the story.
The newly unveiled logo for the U.S. Space Force appears to have boldly gone where Star Trek has gone before. Twitter users noticed that the emblem, which was revealed by President Trump on Friday, bears an uncanny likeness to the insignia from the cult sci-fi TV series. One of the original stars of Star Trek, George Takei, tweeted, "We are expecting some royalties from this." But others pointed out that the new logo bared likeness to the Air Force's logo. The president tweeted, "The U.S. Space Force is the sixth branch of our magnificent military."
State and local governments have been leading the fight against the opioid industry, seeking payouts to help them deal with the fallout from the nation's addiction crisis. Now, average Americans are about to get their shot. A federal judge overseeing the bankruptcy case of Purdue Pharma set a June 30th deadline to file a claim against the company. That includes governments, entities such as hospitals, and for the first time, individuals who have personal injury claims. It's not clear how much money might be at stake. Purdue reached an agreement with some states and local governments that could be worth over $10 billion over time as part of its bankruptcy filing. But Judge Robert Drain emphasized during the hearing in White Plains, New York, that no final settlement is in place. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.